Well, for most people at Hazleton, they get a girlfriend and they have sex everywhere with everyone, and they do a lot of dancing and twerking, and there's three other TVs, at least in my unit there was, besides the Spanish one, and so they watch a lot of TV. They sleep a lot. They do a lot of drugs. How the drugs get in the way they do, I don't know, but they do an incredible amount of drugs, and they get pills and they mix them together and make drinks. And so a lot of women are just medicating themselves to get through it. For me, my answer was stay out of the unit as much as possible. And so if there was a class, I would take a class. I would go to the law library and I would study in the law library. If I could get to recreation, I would go there and run in the track, or I just stayed out. I stayed out and I stayed busy at every moment possible that I could, because being in the unit was kind of toxic. And I mean, the law library was a great place to be because it helped me study policy by being in there. And the more I could learn, the more protected I was, you know, because I think they, after a while, part of them knew I am going to file paperwork. Even if I have to file it 10 times, I'm going to file that same paperwork 10 times till it gets through. So if you abuse me, I am going to report it, and I'm going to report it correctly. And so that was pretty useful. And you know, with the other January 6 women in there, we did spend a lot of time together. We walked the track a lot together. In the hobby craft room, which was in recreation, I got to know some of the inmates in there, which were really good people. And I was able to help paint the Christmas backdrop because you are allowed to buy tickets on commissary to take pictures. So at Christmas time, you can take pictures and send them home to your family or whatever. And so that was kind of fun, being able to just paint. And I read some really good books, did a lot of reading in there. And that's how I spent my time. I was definitely busy. Everybody that wrote me, I wrote them back too. And I know that part of the mail didn't get in and part of the mail didn't get out because the mail room there didn't function properly. Just like everything else in that prison, the mail room didn't. But I still tried to make sure to write everybody back. So if there's anybody out there that wrote me and they didn't hear back from me, rest assured I either didn't get it or my mail didn't get out. If they just put my name in, rachelpowell.com or .org, I have a website with a link that will go there. That's really the easiest way, is just to know my name again. So I'm just back on Facebook. I'm just back on Instagram. I said I would never go back to those platforms again because they gave me the boot before I had even turned myself in. I was like, I'm never going back. Never gonna do it. And yet here I am, like literally just this month, I'm back on those. So they can find me there. And I'm gonna start making some videos. And so they'll be able to find me on YouTube and Rumble. I journaled my whole year in prison. Every single day I wrote down, I journaled. And so as I start typing out my journaling paperwork, I'll probably be making videos and sharing my experiences there. So people really might want to find me because it should be interesting and eye-opening for them. And as I go through my paperwork as well, you know, I got all my legal documents sent back from prison. And so I have a lot of forms that I filed that I'll be able to prove that the BOP is not doing what it should, that they are interfering with the grievance process. And you know, anybody out there that really cares, they really want to know what's going on in the BOP, find me. Follow me because I'll be sharing that information as I go through it. And it's going to be slow going because there's just so much. And you know, I am going to be moving again. And you know, just there's life and work to be done. But I'm going to go through it and share.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.